It's Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Share your thoughts by texting or calling 437-1620.
And now, here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. So I've got a, want to get into a couple of stories here before we get to the break, but first, top three stories. Punxsutawney Phil did indeed say that we're going to have some more winter. And with that, an ice storm is ravaging parts of the South. 370,000 individuals without power, and parts of the Northeast are preparing for brutal wind chills not felt in decades. Wow. I also saw that there's some parts in the North and the West that are getting record low temperatures as well. Hunter Biden has asked for Trump allies to be investigated, and he sent a cease and desist to Fox News. Okay. What's the cease and desist about? He wants them to stop talking about him. Okay. This guy. I don't know. He's something else. That's going on right there. Then let's see here. So those are your top three stories. Next Tuesday, February 7th, that is the President's State of the Union address. And so with that, the Republicans will give their response. They'll have somebody give a Republican response to the State of the Union address. And so with that, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, former White House spokesperson under Trump, current governor of Arkansas. In case you missed that, she won the governor's race in Arkansas. So she will be giving the response from the Republicans to the president's State of the Union address. Then let's see here. We've got a judge has dismissed the lawsuit against Governor DeSantis for him sending migrants to Martha's Vineyard and to other areas. So I was mentioning this before, the hypocrisy of the mainstream media, it happens all the time. This is yet another situation where when the lawsuit occurred, every mainstream media outlet and pretty much every large media organization was quick to point out, oh, Governor DeSantis is being sued. And yet here it is. It has now been dismissed. And it was dismissed a couple of days ago, by the way. And like nobody's talking about it. Yet they were all talking about it like crazy when it was announced that the lawsuit was happening. And yes, I got a text from somebody saying, well, President Trump's lawsuits get tossed out all the time, the suits that he files. Well, yeah, and the mainstream media covers those all the time. That's my point. He gets a lawsuit that is tossed out. Mainstream media and all the outlets cover it like crazy, but they don't cover when DeSantis has a lawsuit that's been tossed out. So, or a lawsuit against DeSantis that's been tossed out. And that was the main part. And we've covered the lawsuits that Trump files that ends up, you know, getting tossed out. We cover that all the time here. And just like we cover this one, it's just the hypocrisy of the mainstream media again. That, look, they were happy that the governor was getting sued. They're not happy that the lawsuit was tossed out as frivolous. Pensacola Right Now, Bobby Rossi. Let's get traffic on the fives.
Nothing major to slow you down on our roads. We are checking in clear on I-10 and I-110 throughout Pensacola, and as well as on I-10 Garson Point into Mobile. 3 Mile Bridge and Garson Point Bridge, nothing to slow you down, as well as 98, leaving Gulf Breeze heading towards Tiger Point. Just seeing your typical afternoon delays. If you see something else on the roads, see an accident and have details, just give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All righty. Coming up here next, top trending news with Joe Ford in the newsroom on News Radio 92.3.
I need love, love to ease my mind. I need to find someone to call mine. But mama said, you can't hurry love. No, you just have to wait. She said, love don't come easy. It's a game of give and take. You can't hurry love. No,
Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Hey, Mardi Gras. The Milton Mardi Gras Parade is coming up Saturday. The crew of Airship Pirates invites you to let the good times roll down Stewart Street in Milton and join the after party at Jernigan's Landing immediately following the parade. Live music, vendors, and lots of fun. More information, go to our website, newsradio923.com. United Way of West Florida's Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program is booking appointments now. You just have to call 211 to schedule your time. Now, this is a free tax assistance program for those making $60,000 or less a year. So free tax assistance program, $60,000 less a year. It's called VITA. And they have 4 locations that they'll be working out of this tax season. Pensacola State College, the main campus, Pensacola State College, Milton's campus, Pensacola State College's Warrington campus, and Goodwill over on Olive Road. So once again, United Way of West Florida's Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program, booking appointments now. Just call 211 to schedule your time today. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here in about 8 minutes, we've got an update for you on some developments in the greater Pensacola area. So we'll talk about that coming up then.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
I'm Joe Ford. A suspected Chinese spy balloon being monitored by the U.S. government after it was seen hovering over the northern part of the country the last few days. NBC says the high-altitude balloon was spotted over Billings, Montana, and flying in through Canada on Wednesday. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy rejecting Democrats' push for a clean debt ceiling increase. The Republican said he won't pass an increase without spending reform. Plans to meet with President Biden again to find ways to make spending cuts. Some of the biggest U.S. companies out with fourth quarter earnings reports. Apple's overall sales that just ended in the quarter were about 5% lower compared to last year, making it the first year-over-year sales decline since 2019. And Tennessee lawmakers wanting to ditch Columbus Day as a holiday, and they want to replace it with Super Bowl Monday. Give folks the day off the day after the Super Bowl. I am totally in favor of that, Bobby.
Yeah, that's what I said too. I think definitely let's have a Super Bowl Monday. I actually prefer the Super Bowl to move to Saturday, personally. That's what I would actually prefer.
I've heard the argument there. I don't know. That would be the easiest thing to do. But I mean, it's Super Sunday. I mean, that's literally what it's about. But you know, they play Saturday games, you know, once college ends. But that would be a solution too. You know, that's for me,
move it to Saturday. But if you're not going to move it to Saturday and you're going to insist it has to stay on Sunday, then yeah, let's get it to be we need to have a day. I mean, this is what I was covering earlier for those that are opposed to it. Monday is the most called in sick work day of the year.
Yeah.
The Monday after the Super Bowl.
Right.
The most called in sick work day of the
year. And if you're at work, I mean, you're not emotionally invested in it. I mean, all you're doing is talking about the game. You're talking about the favorite commercials that you saw. Yeah. Yep.
Or some people are hungover. They can't work as well. You know, there's a lot of problems with it being Monday. The work product. So even those that are working, productivity is down.
Yeah.
Dramatically.
Well, and here's the other thing that, you know, as a churchgoer, and, you know, we do have Sunday night services, and, you know, I've been barking up that tree for years, trying to get my pastor to call off Sunday evening church, but, you know, that it just doesn't happen, right? But no, so, you know, in the days of DVR, you know, oftentimes after church ends at around 7:15 or so, we go over to somebody's house, and then we just started at the very beginning when we get there. So, I mean, it's an even later night for those of us who go to church and want to watch the whole thing after.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, that's so I like the idea of Super Bowl Monday. What about this Chinese balloon?
I don't know. Is this like a thing that happens normally?
I've never heard it happening before.
I haven't heard of this.
I've not heard of this. This seems like a new thing, and is a new level of aggression.
I didn't know that spy balloons were still, like, you know, I mean, how big of a balloon are we talking? I mean, it's got to be fairly big. I don't know. How high up are we talking?
They said it was high atmosphere.
Right.
And so that tells me, like, it was, because we've had a few texts saying, I'm surprised nobody shot it down. Well, that's probably because they don't see it.
Well,
it's too high.
Or, like, if it's big enough, I mean, and they shoot this thing down, there's no way to control where it goes. And, you know, you land on a school or something. I mean, that's, you know.
Yeah. They did say it was a high altitude. It's a high altitude surveillance balloon.
Yeah.
So that's why, to me, that just sounds like it's like really high up
there. How does that conversation go? You just call up China, say, hey, you know, that spy balloon up there, is that yours? No,
yeah,
it's not ours. Okay. You know, very good.
Cool.
But if it is, please, you know, move it away.
Yeah. Yeah. We just wanted to know before we shot it down. So thanks for letting us know. So that's the way that one goes. That's a very bizarre story, but that's getting all the buzz right now.
I know.
It's starting to pick up traction. Because it's...
We had a Fox News alert on it at the top and bottom of the hour.
Exactly. I mean, because that's a big deal. That's like, you know, you're just not expected. It's just not expected to have this, you know, China to be bold enough to have a spy balloon going over the United States. And now it does make me wonder too, was this like, do they have control over it? You know, or is this just something that just got away from
them? Just floats around.
You just float. Exactly. It's just floating. Like, it's not like they're going, hey, go over to the United States. It's just like, this is a balloon. It's going to go where it wants to go. We can't really control that.
Somebody with a little remote control is just, you know, sitting in an office somewhere, just, you know, like it's
that's
a
why I don't
remote
know.
Control
that's
plane.
What I'm saying. That's why I don't know. So maybe. I don't know. So, all right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi. Let's get traffic on the fives.
No major slowdowns to report. I-10 and I-110 are checking in clear. Still have slowdowns on Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace. It's going to be on the bridge due to construction, as well as 98 leaving Gulf Breeze proper heading towards Tiger Point. Expect some slow-moving traffic before you get to Gondolier Boulevard. We also have some dense fog throughout the area, so just keep that in mind as you are traveling on the interstate. See someone else, just give me a call to the traffic line, 850-226-1111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All righty. Coming up here next, I do want to share a few developments happening in the area. That's next right here on News Radio 92.3. My baby's always dancing, and wouldn't be a bad thing. Good point here. Imbecilic that we haven't taken that balloon and already handed it over to the CIA or some such organization for analysis. Tons of room in Montana. There's no population centers to worry about. Just shoot it down. Yeah. It is kind of strange, no doubt about it. Well, we knew that the buzz was that we're going to be getting Wawa convenience stores here. Now it's been confirmed to at least two locations. West 9 Mile Road in Beulah. So fairly close to Navy Federal, and then Highway 98 and North Blue Angel Parkway. So over there by there's a McDonald's and a Winn-Dixie over there, and I don't really know very much else over that way. Those are two of the locations they've confirmed now. They're looking at three or four additional sites. They will begin construction this year, and they should open up sometime in 2024. They're hoping to have 6 to 10 stores open in the area by 2025. So I know people who are familiar with Wawa, either you live in Central Florida or you're from up north in the Northeast, New Jersey, Philadelphia area, Pennsylvania area, you're familiar with Wawa. Then I know a lot of people are excited about this because it's a different brand of convenience store. Up north and out west, convenience stores are more than just a place to go get gas and go get a package of donuts and candy bars. They are places to go get food and get drinks and sometimes good coffee and different types of hot chocolate and milkshakes and smoothies and all kinds of stuff like that. Like convenience stores up north and out west are destination places. And when I say destination, I mean, it's like people are like, hey, I'm going to go to Wawa. You want something? Like, it's a destination place. And I always figured the reason it was like that up north is because it's just so freaking cold. And out west, it's because it's so cold and the snow and everything. Like, you don't want to stop to go get gas and then go to the grocery store or stop at some other store to get some food. So they've just kind of made them into one place for convenience because of the weather conditions. But that being said, people love them. So think of it like Bucky's is like a super Walmart. And I like Gracie's analysis. A Wawa and stores like this are like a neighborhood Walmart version. It's smaller, but awesome.
Sugar. Oh, honey, honey. You are my candy girl. And you got me wanting.
Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Got today's Sign of the Apocalypse coming up here shortly. We have your sports hit coming up here as well. Just a reminder, volunteer income tax assistance program from the United Way of West Florida is underway now. Call 211 to schedule your time today. That's 211 to schedule your time today. So I've got let me get to top three stories here real quick. So first of all, the big story that's just come out now is that's taken over all the news is Chinese spy balloon has been spotted hovering over the United States. And so the latest here is that they believe, the Pentagon is tracking it currently. They said that fighter jets were prepared to shoot the balloon down at the White House's orders, but the Pentagon recommended against it out of safety concerns for civilians on the ground, despite it being in a remote area of Montana. The balloon is hovering over three nuclear missile silo fields close to Malmstrom Air Force Base. Pentagon press secretary told reporters in a brief statement the balloon is currently traveling at an altitude well above commercial air traffic and does not present a military or physical threat to people on the ground. They said that they have been engaged with Chinese officials to communicate the gravity of the situation. And remember, just a couple of days here, Secretary of State Antony Blinken is expected to go to China. Not sure if this will affect his travel plans or not. Officials added, now this is a new part. Officials added that similar balloon activity has been observed over the past several years. Okay, so this is not the first time. There you go. And it is still flying over the United States as we speak. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Other top three stories here for you. A massive ice storm continues in the south. Nearly 400,000 people are without power. due to this storm, and parts of the Northeast are preparing for brutal wind chills not felt in decades. Hunter Biden has asked that Trump allies to be investigated, and he sent a cease and desist to Fox News to stop covering, to basically stop covering him. It's like, okay, that's good luck with that. I don't know if that's really gonna work out so well, but there you go. Those are your top three stories. It's Pensacola Right Now with Bobby Rossi.
Here's your sports hit.
Alrighty. So the NBA is underway already. The Pacers lead the Lakers just by 2 points in the second quarter. Game just tipped off between the Miami Heat and the Knicks. Coming up any minute now, we should get the tip off between the Memphis Grizzlies and the Cleveland Cavaliers. That game will be on TNT. When that game's over on TNT, they'll have the Clippers against the Bucks. NCAA men's basketball. Right now, you've got there's a lot of games. Let's do Michigan. Michigan is leading Northwestern by 2 points. That game's on ESPN2. University of Alabama, Birmingham leads Florida Atlantic by 1 point. Florida Atlantic's ranked 19th in the nation. And that game is on CBS Sports Network. Then you've got, I just lost the rest of my games here. So let me redo this. Nope, not going to come up. Okay, here we go. Then, come on. All right. All right, so later on tonight, you've got number 9 UCLA playing Washington on FS1, number 3 Houston playing Wichita State on ESPN2, Loyola Marymount playing BYU on CBS Sports Network, Oregon playing number 5 Arizona on ESPN, number 12 Gonzaga hosting Santa Clara on CBS Sports Network, and Washington State playing USC on FS1. So like I said, there's a lot of games on. NCAA women's basketball. Number 16 Duke has an 8-point lead over Pitt with only 40 seconds left in the game. Number 23 Florida State women are crushing Wake Forest 72-44 with 30 seconds left in the game. Number 11 UNC is beating Virginia 70-56 with 3 minutes left. University of Tennessee Lady Vols are beating Ole Miss by 5 points in the third quarter. Number 18, Michigan, the Lady Wolverines are beating the Illini 51-39 with a minute left in the third quarter. Number 1, South Carolina is beating Kentucky by 10 points with a minute and a half left in the half. Number 9, Notre Dame is beating Boston College 32-30. And number 13, Virginia Tech is beating Syracuse. No, they're losing to Syracuse by 1 point at halftime. Coming up later tonight on ESPN, women's basketball. Number 8, Maryland plays number 6, Iowa at 7:30 on ESPN. Let's get traffic on the Fives of Gracie Wolf, and I'll come back with your sports news.
I-10 and I-110 showing no delays throughout Pensacola, as well as 29 north and southbound lanes checking in clear. Leaving Pensacola, heading towards Pace on Highway 90, expect slowdowns on the bridge due to construction, as well as 98 leaving Gulf Breeze, heading towards Tiger Point. As you get closer to the Gondolier Boulevard exit or intersection, you're going to see slow-moving traffic. See something else on the road, just give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right. In sports news, Kellen Winslow Jr., who's in jail on a 14-year prison sentence for rape and sexual assault, wants his sentence to be reduced because he has physical trauma from football. Tennessee, Bill, is looking to get rid of Columbus Day and replace it with Super Bowl Monday as a state holiday. I love it. Robert Kraft, the owner of the Patriots, wants Tom Brady to sign a one-day contract to retire with the Patriots. Patrick Mahomes on his ankle says, I feel like I'm in a good spot. Jalen Hurts on his shoulder says he's getting there, just something he has to deal with. The Chiefs wide receiver Hardman is not practicing. He's doubtful for the Super Bowl. Vic Fangio has agreed to become the Dolphins' new defensive coordinator. Running back Joe Mixon of the Bengals has a warrant out for a menacing charge. Weird. And Joel Embiid, John Morant have headlined the All-Star reserves for the All-Star game. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Got a text here about one of the top three stories, this new Chinese balloon, the surveillance balloon that's being seen over Montana. The question then is, what's the difference between a high-altitude balloon and a satellite in low orbit? Where does the international law draw the line? That's actually a very good question. I mean, if they've got a satellite in low orbit, you got a big balloon, like maybe that's what they're thinking is like, what, it's no difference between us having a satellite in low orbit. Interesting. All right. Jesse Lacoste, the embattled contractor, in trouble again. He has been arrested for the second time in Escambia County, but this time the judge has denied him bail. This is the second time in 2 weeks that he's been arrested. The judge is like, come on, second time you've been arrested in 2 weeks. Plus, you already have outstanding hearing that's coming up in Santa Rosa County, an outstanding hearing in Okaloosa County. You're going to be extradited to Okaloosa County, no bail. And so I was talking to somebody about this in the break, and they were saying, and I was saying, part of the reason why they're probably saying no bail is because, look, it's starting to rack up to millions of dollars that he's going to have to make up in restitution and possibly years and years and years in jail. And so maybe the reason why there's no bail is they feel like he's a flight risk, that he might skip the country or something in order to avoid jail time and millions of dollars in restitution. And somebody pointed out, they pointed this out, that maybe our justice system is a little bit broken, because how is somebody who owes millions of dollars in restitution ever going to be able to pay that back if they're in jail? Like, thieves going to jail doesn't make sense because they can't really make restitution and pay back their stuff because they're in jail. Good point. Never thought about it like that before. And we do know the justice system is broken. No doubt about that. It's just an interesting perspective on how the justice system is broken. All right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
A Florida man. Yeah, today's sign of the apocalypse is a Florida man. He apparently he got into an altercation with his ex, and or with a woman in his apartment, and it was the middle of a domestic dispute. Things got a little heated. They were screaming inside the apartment. The female shouted to the police, just kick in the door. When they were at the door, they could hear him yelling, and and so I guess at some point in the heat of the argument, the guy grabbed the woman's pet python and bit its head off. Oh, what? Yeah. So police found the snake and its severed head near the front door. The woman told the officers he had bitten the pet's head off during their argument. Well, that's gross. So not only is he facing domestic dispute charges and resisting arrest because he started putting up a little fuss, he's now facing animal cruelty with the intent to kill. Yeah, I would say. All right, it's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Come up here next. We're going to get a quick update from Joe Ford in the newsroom. And, we got to give you an update on what Netflix is planning on doing as it pertains to their stopping people from sharing passwords. Remember, that's a big thing that they're wanting to do. So we're going to talk about that coming up here next on News Radio 92.3.
Man, go dance, you know she dances while his father.
Podcast call right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Let's go ahead and get a quick update from Joe Ford in the news. Oh, actually, hold on, Joe. Let's go ahead and we're close to Traffic on the Fives. Let's go and get Traffic on the Fives with Gracie Wolf.
This traffic report brought to you by Home Outlet. We're looking good on our roads on I-10 and I-110, showing no major slowdowns. Highway 90 still seeing delays, leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace, as well as 98 leaving Gulf Breeze heading towards Tiger Point in the eastbound direction. See something else? Just give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. Brought to you by Home Outlet, where you'll find a great new look for your kitchen, bathrooms, and flooring. Home Outlet, 5007 Davis Highway. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, thank you very much, Gracie. Go ahead, Joe. What do we got going on in the news?
Well, Bobby, a suspected Chinese spy balloon being monitored by the U.S. government after it was seen hovering over the northern part of the country, specifically Billings, Montana, yesterday. Senior defense official says it's still flying over the country, but didn't say where exactly. Democrats very heated on the House floor today after House Speaker Kevin McCarthy removed Representative Ilhan Omar from the Foreign Affairs Committee. Don't know if you got a chance to see any of that footage there, but quite the
No, I heard
brouhaha.
She got pretty heated, though.
Yeah, both her, Ocasio-Cortez, and others, but yeah, quite heated there. FBI will search former Vice President Pence's Indiana home for more classified material. The Wall Street Journal reports the search will occur in the coming days. And the sale of a luxury car in France setting a world record, a Bugatti Chiron, auctioned off for $10.7 million. It sets the world auction record for amount of money paid for a new car. It can go above 230 miles per hour, though, so I mean, that's pretty cool. But as far as this Chinese spy balloon, is this going to be like one of those things where, you know, like a meteor shower or like a comet or something where, you know, if you just look to just below the moon, that little light that just flickers on, yeah, that's the Chinese balloon right there.
That's the Chinese balloon, yeah. Not really sure. So one thing I found that was interesting, though, as I was just reading about this, is they came out and said, oh, this is not the first time that we've seen these, I guess, balloons. Uh-huh. They said that they've had balloons flying over us many times over the past several years.
Not surprising. Not surprising. I mean,
not surprising. I guess it's just surprising that they're admitting to it. I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
I just found that like, whoa. So this isn't the first. So because like that's kind of way it's taking over the news right now. Is yeah. Like everybody's like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, Chinese spy balloon. Yeah, for the first time.
Yeah, and then now they're like, well, I mean, this happens all the time. It's yeah. Like, wait, it does?
So, all right, and
that's the surprise part. It happens all the time. What do you mean? It happens all the time. So I think that's the part that's a little bit of a surprise.
Yeah, there needs to be an and after that, you know? Okay,
yeah,
and
exactly.
Then what happens? Yep, they just go away on their own? Do we shoot them down? What happens?
Yeah. So, and then somebody else brought up, a texter brought up a good point, which is that what's the difference then between, like, if we have a problem with this high altitude balloon, is there a difference between that and a low orbit satellite that might also be doing spying, mm-hmm. which we know we do and others do as well. And it's like, oh, I guess that's true. Maybe that's why we don't shoot it down, because they're thinking it's high enough. It can be considered a low orbit satellite or something.
Huh.
But either way, I don't think we like it. So, but all right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Netflix wanting to crack down on password sharing. This has been a little bit controversial already, because they're basically saying when you log into your home, they can see the IP address of your Wi-Fi and to see that it's at your residence. And so as long as you're there, no problem. But as soon as you log into a different Wi-Fi that is not at that address, then you're going to get a pop-up that says, well, you know, encouraging you to go get your own password, and it will block you from access. And it's that FAQ has already been taken down off of their website about how they're going to handle that. So they might be backtracking on that. But we've had a lot of people bringing up good points. How does that affect truck drivers? How does that affect people of the military? How does that affect you if you're traveling? Well, if you're traveling, they said you could request a temporary password. What if you're a truck driver? What if you go on vacation? You're going to have to go set that up? Like, yeah, this is, oh boy. All right. You guys have a great night. Talk to you again tomorrow. Bye-bye.